In 1987, Petersburg Medical Center staff delivered 45 babies here in town, and 20 years later, that number had dropped to 7. There are several factors causing this decline, according to hospital administrator John Bringhurst.
We've got a situation where we have fewer women of childbearing age to start with. Then we have those women who are childbearing age electing to have fewer children. And then there appear to be more women who are interested in having anesthesia for their delivery and so are going somewhere where they can get that done. So all in all, our numbers have dropped from the 40s in the 1980s to the 20s for the past 10 years, and now we're down to 10 or less delivers a year.
Petersburg's lack of an anesthesiologist is important because it means the hospital cannot do a cesarean section if there are serious complications during a birth. That presents a risk for local deliveries, according to Dr. Doug Long, one of the medical center's three physicians who are recommending the hospital discontinue its routine labor and delivery services next year.
The risks of delivering a baby in a small hospital like Petersburg are namely that we don't have the ability to do C-sections here currently. The main limitation is anesthesia, and having epidurals available can also help with a C-section, but you can also do C-sections with spinals and general anesthesia, but we do not have anesthesia here.
And without the capability of doing C-sections, a birth that develops complications could become more risky and result in the need for a costly medevac out of town. In addition, the low number of local births means less opportunity for support staff to gain regular experience in obstetrics, or OB, according to Long.
All of us currently here, the older docs, have had a lot of OB experience. We've all done several hundred deliveries. And it is one of those things that you generally don't forget that skill set. Support for doing the deliveries here with a very low volume that we have, with nursing that has to have a body of nurses that are available to cover the facility 24/7, to be available to come in and help with the labor and delivery, know where everything is, keep the equipment and everything ready to go, and to be able to deal with the emergencies is a tall order and a lot of work when you don't have a lot of reinforcement to with the experience of doing a number of deliveries every year.
The hospital is currently looking for a new physician to replace Dr. Mark DeSillo, who moved to Anchorage. That presents another concern, according to Long, who says it's difficult to find a new doctor who can handle deliveries at a small hospital with limited OB resources.
In trying to recruit a new physician for Petersburg, one of the barriers for our recruiting is that, okay, here we are doing OB. There are no obstetricians or people capable of helping out doing a C-section here. There's no anesthesia services, where the environment where they trained had that readily available. And learning to cope with that and have a comfort level with that is something that is beyond their experience or understanding.
The issue has been a topic of discussion among staff, administrators, and the board for some time. Long says staff members recently voted to recommend that the hospital stop offering routine deliveries after all the hospital's current prenatal patients have given birth. The last routine birth would be sometime early next year. Long says the hospital would continue to provide full prenatal and postpartum care for mothers.
We can continue to take care of pregnant patients, and that we can provide their prenatal care and all the laboratory and imaging support work that they need. We can do emergency deliveries and will maintain the ability to do emergency deliveries. It's just that the routine deliveries would be done elsewhere.
Expecting mothers who currently choose not to have their babies in town typically travel to Ketchikan, Juneau, or Seattle a couple of weeks before their due date. Wrangell's Hospital decided to stop offering labor and delivery services several years ago. Petersburg Administrator John Bringhurst says the board would like to hear some perspectives from the community before making a decision.
Yeah, the board had quite a bit of discussion at their last meeting on the subject, and I think they felt if the physicians really didn't feel this was safe and really didn't want to do this any longer, that they wouldn't force them to. But I think they would like to see what kind of reaction there is from the community. And so they postponed a decision for a month to just see what kind of reaction, what kind of feedback they get from the community.
The hospital board is slated to take up the recommendation for a vote at its next board meeting September 4th. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.